What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Radio Show, and we are here live. We're going to do trash in a second. This trash report is brought to you by Four Concerts for the Fourth.
Yeah.
Right now, take the word gift, G-I-F-T, gift, and text it to our contest line, 20357. For your chance to see four concerts, text the word gift, G-I-F-T, to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa.
Boom.
At the Chase Center. Benson Boone.
Pow.
Also at the Chase Center. Teddy Swims at the Greek
Snack.
Theater. And Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater.
Ka-chow.
This hour's code word is gift, G-I-F-T. And the number to text that to is 20357. Real quick, just to let you know, we are still live. We're broadcasting one more day without Sarah, and we'll all be back on Monday, 4th of July being tomorrow. So we're out for the holiday. Right now, Bob brings us trash.
Yeah, I'm going to start with some stories about women in Hollywood.
Okay.
And the misogyny that existed and still exists, but has certainly gotten a lot better. Olivia Munn was on Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, a very popular podcast, and says that there was a director who tried to ruin her after they disagreed on a character. She worked on, in the early 2010s, a HBO show called The Newsroom. And she,
I remember that show.
It was good. Very underrated, I thought.
Is that one of Sorkin's shows?
Yes,
it was, wasn't it?
It is.
Okay.
She wouldn't name who it was, but she found out that the director spoke negatively about their experience when another filmmaker was trying to hire her. She was on the 1 yard line for a movie, and her manager calls her and says, "Hey, I think you're going to get the role, but first, I guess there's another director who they know, and he says that on The Newsroom, you were late all the time and really combative." She says, "I lived 7 minutes from there. I was never late. I was like, I know who this is. He was just trying to bash me. And I told my reps, please tell the directors this." She recalled, "I still got the role, but I will always remember that just because of the conflicts of how they were approaching the character, he wanted to ruin her chances of getting anything else by lying," which is really interesting. Because, I mean, if we had a disagreement here at work, we could work through it. It wouldn't be like you would go bash me.
I would bury you. I'm that guy. No, I'm just kidding. It's so easy for somebody in a position of power to comment to somebody else, and that's all they hear. And then they think, okay, well, that must be the case. You know, so-and-so said so. So I'm glad that she was able to still get the role.
Especially in Hollywood, it's such a relationship business. I mean, one bad rumor about you could totally tank your career.
I mean, we've done a couple silly things because we're on the radio here in San Francisco, but I've never really understood that dynamic between the actor and the director. I always thought the director's vision was what everyone mm-hmm. was doing, But then you realize that these highly paid, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars to take on this character, they're supposed to have their own vision and somehow meet in the middle and come up with what's going to work for the storyline and work for the actor and work for the director.
Yeah.
I've never really heard that kind of a story, though, where someone was just torpedoed because they were passionate about a project they were on.
Yeah.
You'd think anyone working with them would go, they're pro. Yeah. They're into it. They're going for it, as opposed to, yeah, whatever you say, bro.
Yeah. And if I was working with a new director, I think that would be something you would need to talk about upfront. Like, who has the final say? It's probably the director and has the final say in what the character is going to do.
I guess it depends on the power dynamic, because Johnny Depp, I would guess, going into any role would get to say what he how he's doing it. And the director would feel like they have to.
Well, there you go. I mean, she was a young girl.
Yeah, there's a handful maybe that could do that. And,
right.
And the rest of the folks are going to go with the director. And they can, word gets around quick in this business. It's small business.
Yeah.
I really liked The Newsroom, though.
I haven't thought of it in ages.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Maybe I'll check it out.
It was pretty good.
So much stuff to watch. But Olivia Munn's doing great. She's on that new John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors. So.
And she's wonderful in it. That show in general is just a peach. It's so good.
Really?
I really like it. It's one of those shows where at the end of every episode, you're like, okay, what's next?
It's called Your Friends and Neighbors?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, he is a guy who had a lot of money and gets fired from his job.
John Hamm.
They take his portfolio, so he ends up, he's got no money, but he doesn't want anybody to know that he doesn't have any money. And he starts figuring out that all his neighbors have all this stuff and they don't really pay attention to their stuff. So he goes in, he starts at first like stealing like watches, $100,000 watches from somebody's collection that they'll never notice that it's missing. And he gets more into the stealing and more into everything. It's a really cool show.
And I think Olivia Munn plays his ex-wife. She leaves him for his best friend, right?
His ex-wife leaves him for one of his best friends who was an ex-NBA player, and he has to go over to his house all the time, as he's always saying, like, oh, I have to be invited into my house, you know? There's a lot of going on in that show, but it's a fun watch.
It's on Hulu?
It is on Apple TV.
Apple TV. They force it upon you. If you're watching something else and it ends, that you're watching Your Friends and Neighbors whether you like it or not.
That's the big push.
The first episode of it, and I was like, this guy's so annoying. I'm sure there's an arc, but I didn't have time for that.
You know, that guy, if you're like have a list of shows you should go back and binge, and speaking of misogyny and mm-hmm. Mad Men is a show that he starred in that is so freaking good. And the way they tie in natural events of that time to the way they push the TV, like the way we used to get it done in elementary school, they push the TV into the office to watch the moon landing because that's what is happening at that time in the story they're telling. They just sort of weave these things mm-hmm. in. It's amazingly well done. And his character is...
it's one of the greatest characters of all time.
He's extremely complicated, but also, like, there's times when you're like, oh, God, what a scumbag. Mm-hmm. And others where you're like, look at him. Have you seen it?
Brilliant. I've seen a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's one of those shows that's going to live forever.
I agree.
And he is definitely tapping into a little Don Draper in this series. So you get a taste of, like, what are you doing? And you're still kind of rooting for him anyway.
Anti-hero. Classic.
Yeah, he's a good anti-hero.
We were talking about Call Her Daddy yesterday. This week's guest on Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper's podcast, was Charlize Theron.
Good job.
Okay.
She's talking about when she first started in Hollywood, she got a call for an audition that was at a director's house on a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. She goes over there, he opens the door, and he's wearing pajama bottoms. And I guess during their conversation at one point, he puts his hand on her knee. The little voice inside me definitely said, this isn't right. But then again, like, she's new in Hollywood and she says there's another voice that said, well, I don't know, maybe this is okay. She's talked about this before, first on Howard Stern's podcast in 2019. And apparently after she talked about it there, the director sent her a letter. He knew it was about him. She's never named him. And he wrote her a note saying, trying to explain his behavior and saying that he thinks she might have misunderstood. And she kind of is holding this over him by not naming him, keeping this fear in his bones.
So he hasn't come out and outed himself.
No, that would have been a good way to handle it. I don't know what the vibes were in 2019, if that would have been looked upon positively or if that would have been...
It's always been bad. It's just that it wasn't... people weren't speaking up before the Me Too movement.
When was the Me Too movement? That was before. That was 2019? More like 2017.
18.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if that would have been a good look for him to come out ahead of it. That would have been an interesting strategy.
I think it's fun. I mean, I think that it's kind of empowering for her to hold those cards and like, yeah, I could out you if I wanted to, but I don't want to do it right now.
Well, mm-hmm. She's definitely carved out a spot for herself, so she doesn't have to worry about retribution at all.
Yeah.
Like, she can do anything she wants, probably.
She's so freaking cool in Mad Max Fury Road. Mm-hmm. I hadn't watched that movie for so long because it seemed like a very, like, action-packed...
It is.
Know, well, yes, but I guess the vision I had of it was a lot different than what it was. It was such a feminine, like... hero story. I'm so glad I finally watched it, and the style is so freaking cool. I haven't watched the new one though. That's like all her.
It's very good.
That rocks. But this takes me to a list of some women in Hollywood who Hollywood owes apologies to. First up, in 2005, I don't even remember this, but 17-year-old Rihanna was subjected to rumors that her and music mentor Jay-Z were cheating. He was with Beyonce at the time, still is. And the speculation grew so intense that it reportedly caused the couple to briefly break up. Fans theorized Beyonce's songs Resentment and Ring the Alarm were about Rihanna until Beyonce's father and manager released a statement clarifying that they weren't. But the press was dragging Rihanna through this, not Jay-Z, calling her a homewrecker and things like that.
I remember that rumor. I don't know that I ever heard definitively if that was happening behind Beyonce's back or not. What is the verdict? Does anybody know?
I don't think
she's never addressed it.
I think it's definitive that Rihanna and Jay-Z were not cheating, but definitely that Jay-Z has cheated at some point is the understanding.
You know, there's a video that we played here during one of the trash reports that Sarah was doing where he gets in an elevator with his wife and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that video?
Of course.
And she...
One of the great mysteries of our time.
She brings her hand back to BFE and comes all the way across at him. And if you just go, that is a sister defending a sister in a moment where no one should have seen that video. It's in an elevator.
I know.
Like, how'd that get out? I don't know. But I do, not only am I, like, Solange, I don't know if she's ever going to be a big star, and maybe that her opportunity is past. But as a sister, badass.
Yeah, I know. So in pop culture world, it's what's on the missing Watergate tapes? Are there aliens at Area 51? And what the heck happened in that elevator? What were they talking about?
It's good.
Modern Family star Ariel Winter was subjected to a lot of public criticism and commentary. We're talking about women who Hollywood owes an apology to. Was subjected to a lot of public criticism and commentary about her body. She told people, it was just everywhere. It was every headline I read about myself. Like grown people writing articles about me saying how I look terrible or pregnant or like a fat. I mean, I was 14. It totally damaged my self-esteem. I understood what it was like to be hated. No matter what I was going through, I was a target. It made it very difficult to look at myself in the mirror and go, I love this version of me. Ugh. I mean, no one's ever written a hate comment about me on the internet, and I still struggle with my self-image. So I can't imagine being 14, being on the biggest show in the world. What? And
who is she again?
Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
Okay.
She's the middle sibling.
Mm-hmm. And the creepy part was that people talked about her boobs all the time. You know, she developed early and she's had a boob reduction, you know, in her adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really creepy. It's just, yeah, she's a kid, man. Yeah, get off of her.
This one's particularly disgusting, and I hope you guys have never participated in one of these. But radio stations used to do, and you know, publications used to do countdowns to when women became of age. Emma Watson.
I've never done that.
Maddie's hiding under the desk.
You've done that?
Yeah. I worked for some very, very boy shows, and that came up with it. I'm not going to even go into who or when, but.
Well, here's your chance. Let's hear it.
I wasn't a party to it. I didn't partake.
It's time to take accountability.
Countdown to when someone turns 18 on radio shows.
For Emma Watson, it was when she turned 16.
Oh, because in England, that's the age of consent?
I guess.
Famously, the Olsen twins. Like, that was definitely
that's
a thing for
here.
The Olsen twins. I think the other one was probably Miley Cyrus. That was another one people
Natalie
talked about.
Natalie Portman. That was a big one. Countdown to when she turned 18. To when she turned 18, and she addressed this at a 2018 Women's March. I was so excited at 13 when the movie The Professional was released, and my work and my art would have a human response. I excitedly opened my first fan mail to read a fantasy that a man had written about me, like a disturbing fantasy. A countdown was started on my local radio show to my 18th birthday. The date that I would be legal to sleep with. Movie reviewers talked about my budding breasts in reviews. At 13 years old, the message from our culture was clear to me. I felt the need to cover my body and to inhibit my expression and my work in order to send my own message to the world. I am someone who's worthy of safety and respect.
That's gross.
One that I remember vividly, because this was a big star in my time, in 2007, Vanessa Hutchins, who was starring in High School Musical at the time, her private nudes were leaked. And the public shamed her for having nudes, even though somebody hacked her and stole them and put them on the internet.
Is that how that happened,
yes.
The hack? Because I remember the big one ended up being, it wasn't a traditional hack, as they say. They'd gone fishing or something like that. And that's when
Jennifer Lawrence
and a lot of other women were caught up in that. They were stealing or figuring out email passwords and getting into people's accounts. But Vanessa Hudgens was a hack for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm so glad we've come a long way. There's still, though, I mean, even in some of the stories I see, and this week picking stories for the first time, and I talked to you about this yesterday, you know, when you're feeling like, oh, I got to fill this. Maybe I will do this story. It's not something I would love to do, but, you know, maybe I can talk about it just to fill some time. I understand the pressure of, these are tasty things to talk about, but I just keep reminding myself there's people on the other end of this, and that's not the culture that I want to be a part of. So be the culture you want to see in the world. That's
so
what I always
Vanessa
say.
Vanessa Hudgens, I don't know where she is now. She started as the High School Musical actress, partner to Zac Efron, right?
Yes.
And then I don't know where she went after that. Is she out of the business? Oh, she's still working.
Yeah, she does. She actually does a lot of theater. A few years ago, you remember when NBC, I think it was doing those live Broadway productions?
Mm-hmm.
They did Grease Live.
Oh, she's on those.
She was in Grease Live. She played Rizzo. She was awesome in that.
Oh, good for her.
And she also was in Rent Live.
Have you seen Rent?
Oh, yeah. Loved Rent. I was a theater kid.
It's one of the few... Would you call that a play or a musical?
It's a rock opera.
Oh yeah, whatever it is, I loved that.
It's phenomenal, and I love the movie version too. Everything. It's such a good story. But yeah, no, Vanessa Hudgens is doing well. She was dating Austin Butler for a while, and then he dumped her when his star started to rise, and he needed to be.
That's the guy that played Elvis, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, they were together for like a decade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Didn't think he was that old.
But now she's married and she has a child, so she's cool. She's doing all right. Okay. Vinny, you're a big fan of Hallmark, right? Word on the street?
Hallmark. You
or
know,
is it your mom who's a big fan?
It is my mom who's a big fan of, and she used to go, they may still have the stores, but she definitely shopped at the Hallmark store.
Oh, I forgot about the stores.
They had their own little stores with little... statuettes and obviously lots of cards, but yes.
Oh, I totally remember going into a Hallmark store back in the day. Well, Hallmark is celebrating your favorite holiday, Maddie, Christmas in July.
Yes.
This is a thing I think they started doing a few years ago. It starts this Saturday. They're going to be airing beloved Christmas movies, favorites all month long, all their favorite Hallmark movies. And then they're also premiering on TV for the first time their four-part movie franchise, Unwrapping Christmas. So these films have already premiered on Hallmark Plus, but if you don't have that, this will be the first time that they'll be on TV. They're premiering one every Saturday this month in July.
The new record, I guess, for when the earliest start to the kickoff for Christmas in July.
You get to do it twice.
Yeah, I love it.
And I've got a fun quiz. Do we have time for it?
We don't, but I'm looking forward to seeing or hearing that next break. News is next. Things we do on the 4th of July and more after these.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show without Sarah. For one more day, actually less than. We're halfway through this thing already. But Sarah will be back. We'll all be back on Monday morning, all in our normal seats. But for now, we've got some news to bring your way. This Alice Report is brought to you by our full show podcast. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Bob does a great job on that.
There's even some clips if you don't have time to listen to the whole thing. I like to post some of the best segments just as individual clips, so check them out.
Morning clouds, sun later, another nice day. Yes, last night I went for another hike. I love California.
How was the wind down your way?
It's bad on the coast at the beach, but where I was last night, it was fine. And I just got to get some exercise before bed, which seems to help me get some sleep.
No killer bees.
No killer bees. But you know what? The hornets that got us when we went for a hike in a different area, I told that story already. My daughter's now just tripping on hornets.
I bet.
So she's in her little friend group for this daycare sort of camp thing she's doing this week. And she was like in a park going, I don't want to go over there. I'm afraid there's hornets. And it's such a bummer.
She'll get over it.
She will.
Once she realizes it's not going to happen again.
But just hearing her say that, I thought, oh, that sucks. Stupid hornets.
Dumb hornets.
She'll probably remember that for the rest of her life.
Probably.
I remember when I was 5 and I got into a hornet. I still remember exactly the house that it happened at, the whole deal. Yeah, you remember that stuff.
Isn't it funny the dumb little snapshots that you remember from your childhood? And I remembered so many more in my 20s than I do now. So they've just sort of, a lot of them have faded into the woodwork. But there are little glimpses, little moments, and I'm sure that will be one of them where we're on a trail and all of a sudden mom starts flailing and then Edie got it first. So
one of the coolest things that ever happened to me was a few years ago, I guess it was only a couple years ago, was while I was living here, someone who I used to be friends with, it's old friends from like
childhood,
from high school, but okay, like early years of high school, who we hadn't spoken in years. He happened to be in the city, so we met up at the park and got a coffee. And all of those little snapshots that I remember from our time together were the exact ones that he brought up and remembered. And I was like, that's so crazy. All of the moments that meant something to me also meant something to him. It was so freaking cool. Like,
super cool.
We both still quoted the same moment that we had. It was so funny. It's cool. I used to have a point of pride that I never got stung by a bee until I was in middle school. And I was at soccer practice and I got trapped in a porta potty with one and came stumbling out of the porta potty with my pants down and my first bee sting.
First bee sting, also embarrassing moment. You got it all wrapped into one story there, Bob.
So it is July 3rd and our first story, this is a serious one. For the most part, we're all now probably aware of that huge explosion at the fireworks warehouse in California on Tuesday evening. This was, I can't remember the name of the town, but it was right near Cache Creek where we were, where we did a live show just a couple weeks back. Anyway, this explosion, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's Esparto. Sorry, there it is. The fireworks facility in Esparto. If you haven't seen the video, I just watched it again for the 20th time. It's pretty incredible that this thing is burning and the newscasters are talking and then it just blows. Now we have a little more news out of Esparto. They're saying that 7 people have been reported missing after that huge explosion. My fingers are crossed that they're just still running and running.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't sound good. Several cities also out of that explosion have had to cancel or postpone their fireworks displays because their fireworks were being stored there. So I have that list here and it's local stuff. They're saying now that Cloverdale's annual Pyro Spectacular canceled, the Lodi Lake fireworks show canceled, San Jose's fireworks shows canceled. They say the parade at Lake Cunningham will go on as scheduled. And there's a list of local fireworks shows that now have had to cancel because those fireworks already went off.
Well, you know what? I heard the SF Sheriff's Department just had a big bust on a lot of illegal fireworks. Maybe they can use those.
If they can somehow get through the bureaucracy and get those released to the people, that would be nice. I don't expect it, but you can check. What was I looking at where they had the cancellations? This was CBS News. California fireworks warehouse explosion forces several cities to put their 4th of July shows on hold or cancel. So that's what's happening because of that firework warehouse going up on Tuesday night. The number one thing we have planned for the 4th of July is nothing. A new poll asked people what they'll be up to this weekend, and the number one thing they look forward to is doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging.
I'm glad to... Thank you. You've just made me feel a lot better about my life choices, because everybody's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are you having on the weekend? And I'm like, I just want to rest.
Lay low, chill. Others will spend time with family or go to a family get-together. There's a barbecue or picnic in many people's futures, a firework display, setting off fireworks themselves, go to a 4th of July event, watch some sports, go to the beach, go camping in or hiking, go fishing is very low on the list, and then no plans, again, at the top.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to mention this, though. As I say, no one, you know, a lot of people plan to do nothing. A record 72.2 million Americans are expected to travel domestically this week or this weekend. And I certainly haven't seen any less cars on the road in the 5 a.m. hour. Like, people are mostly working this week, but I guess today through Sunday, people are hitting the roads in record numbers. They plan to travel at least 50 miles or more from home, and so expect traffic.
Yep. If you're, I can just imagine what the five's going to be like this afternoon. Just nuts.
Our guy down the hall, he's one of the Joes. He does the morning on the game. He's a guy who's a local San Francisco born and bred. Yeah. And he's always talking about how people from San Francisco go to the Russian River. And I know this because my wife's family is San Francisco based and always has been. And they also go to the Russian River for the holiday. So
what do they do there?
Get in the water, light off fireworks, drink, barbecue.
You and Susan should do that on a weekend. It's beautiful.
I've been to the Russian River for a float. Have you guys ever floated down it?
No, but that is one of the things you do.
It's so freaking fun. I love a day drinking activity.
That is.
And that one's the best.
Absolutely. I can see myself with my little float and my float of a 12er right next to me.
Yes, a floating cooler. We have one. The best. I think we got to wait. We usually wait till it gets a little warmer.
Chuck E. Cheese is opening arcades for adults.
Yeah.
So whether or not this takes, what is Dave and Buster's? Isn't that what that
yes.
is? Just arcade, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. They're talking about how this will be something they plan to spin off specifically for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade. The first 10 to open this week in malls across the United States.
In malls?
And they will have games like Halo, Mortal Kombat, Asteroids, all the video games that I guess, you know, Gen X grew up with.
Halo?
Well, I didn't grow up with Halo, that's for sure, but I did grow up with Asteroids.
Well, I've told you the Almanac, that is a brewery by my house, they actually call themselves Amusement and Arcade. That's part of the name. Like, they want you to know you can come bring your kids and you can be kids. And, you know, I go in there and play pinball all the time.
And is it a lot of other adults or is it teens?
No teens.
Okay.
No teens.
Is it a brewery, you said?
They're adults with little kids, or they're people like me who like to play pinball and need a place to go.
They don't say here if these new arcades are going to serve alcohol, but they do say they're aimed specifically at adults.
They will.
They have to.
Yeah, you would think they would, right?
You're not going to make your money on 25-cent pinball.
Yeah, and if Alameda is any indicator, everybody's bringing their kids to bars now. So
what?
Yeah, all everywhere that's got every brew pub in town has got something going on for the kids too. They want you to bring your kids so you can still get your beer in and.
They should also provide a little babysitter.
Oh no, that's my job at the dog park because they just drop their kids off at the dog park and I'm standing there like, whose kids are these? Where are your parents?
Where are they?
Who knows?
Are they supposed to just be watching the dog? Is that what the...
There should be no kids in there. It should only be dogs. And yes, watch your kids. Don't leave them for me.
If they realize it's a giant playpen for dogs, it works just as good for kids.
Ah.
You know, I went to this Fall Out Boy concert.
I'm jealous. Jeez. I would love to see Fall Out Boy.
They were really good, but it was very funny because at the time I would have been in my late 30s. Yeah, in my late 30s. So I go to the Fall Out Boy concert and there are little kids everywhere. And they've designated a spot at the back of the concert for their parents.
Wait, so what?
I had no idea the audience was mostly little kids for a Fall Out Boy show.
What year was this?
This would have been 07.
So you would have been a little kid. No, not a little kid.
That was when I had my infamous birthday party, 2007.
So,
the make out.
There was no making out, Vinny. It was just kissing.
Wait a minute. That's
what?
Not what you said yesterday.
Well, I said we played Spin the Bottle.
And you kissed every girl
at my
there.
All-female sleepover.
That's making it.
Don't worry. I didn't let that go anywhere in my own head. I really didn't.
My mom texted me about it all day.
You're just little kids. Like, it's just innocent fun, right?
Oh, no. She felt bad that I felt bad about it. She was like, you could have told me. I would have been there for you. That sounds horrible.
What's her name? Janet.
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 Such
anyway,
damn it, Janet.
Let me just move stories real quick. We're running out of time, aren't we?
You got some time.
No, keep going.
Okay. Gen Z drivers spend a terrifying amount of time. Did I finish the story? They have a designated spot for grown-ups at Fall Out Boy shows, the same way you would expect there to be, I guess, at this new Chuck E. Cheese, a designated spot for little kids to sit. That's all I was trying to make the link there. Gen Z drivers spend terrifying amount of time looking at phones while behind the wheel. Like almost 25% of the time they're driving, they're looking at their phones.
I think this is BS calling Gen Z's out for this. I think this is Gen X and boomers and everyone does this just as much. Boomers probably take longer because they can't read what's on their phone.
That was very mean.
Yeah.
I do think...
Not cool, kid.
That it has to be more for little kids or young people than older people. Have I looked at my phone? Absolutely. Do I want any trouble? I don't. And I do realize I am not invincible, which I didn't think when I was a kid. If I brought in my friends here to talk about me and my driving from 16 to 18, we'd all have some laughs. We'd also all be like, you can't broadcast that. That's that you're talking about things that are illegal. You're talking about things that almost got you guys killed. Like, I was absolutely reckless. It's a miracle I didn't hurt anybody. If you'd have handed me a phone, I don't know that I would have made it out alive.
No, but it is very, that and watching TV, I see people all the time driving with a screen and you can see that they're watching a television show while they're driving. I can't believe it.
I don't know what the fix is. Parents talking to your teens about whether or not they should be on their phone or somehow disabling the thing. But that sounds, they said 22% of the time they're driving, they're looking at their phones. That's a lot.
I find this whole invincible thing so strange. I don't know if it was because I was a girl. I never felt invincible.
Oh, I totally did.
Yeah. I listened to those assemblies about the drunk driving and the texting while driving, and I was like, terrified.
Good. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Damn it, Janet. I love you, says 707.
Damn it, Janet. I love you.
Is that from something?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
That's
Zero,
why they
please.
Said this. Someone mentioned your reference. Oh, love the Rocky Horror reference, Maddie. Danelle in Livermore.
Hi, Danelle.
Maddie, your mom was ahead of her time. Kids in bars. Pam, San Mateo, streaming.
She just stick me on the pool table and let me crawl around on there.
Anyway, we are still live. You can text us, 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the trash, Bob?
I'm not the only one who can't read. Neither can Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.